Came off the field, Coach Mack. What's your thoughts on the first half?
Boys are playing hard. We ought to have more points on the board. Got another half to play. We're going to step it up.
Good luck, Coach.
Marty, thank you. Coach McPherson, a man of few words. I tell you what, we'll just take a quick 30-second break. When we come back, we'll be ready to start the second half of this game. You're listening to the Lounge High Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country.
Well, that does all for Lounge High Viking Football.
99.5 Kicks Country.
Back at Bazemore Hyder Stadium, getting ready to set the kickoff. Mark Willis puts that right foot into it. That ball will hit and bounce into the end zone for a touchback. And the third time tonight, he has kicked off.
And the third time into the end zone. Now, Willie Graham that time, it kind of bounced to him. He thought about trying to put a hand on it and maybe try and run it back, but the ball just took a little funny bounce, went into the end zone, and the Wildcats will take over first and 10 from the 20-yard line. All right, Wes, the offense for the Wildcats on the field.
Kyle Rowe goes under center. He brings Jay Rome out to our side. Greg Reed in coverage here. They're in the I formation. Ball goes to the tailback, comes off tackle, spins, cuts back against the grain, and he runs into number 15, Tyler Hunter, but not before he picks up 5 yards out to the 25-yard line.
A great run by their tailback, number 25. That's LaShawn Johnson. He cut back inside, and the only person there to stop him was number 15, Tyler Hunter.
Phillip Moore was the guy we thought we would see running the ball a lot tonight, but it has been LaShawn Johnson. Just underway here in the third quarter. The most important possession for the Cats in this ball game will be this one right here. They bring Sapp, put him in the slot, bring Rome all the way outside. Rome goes under center. Gives it to Johnson around the right side, and it cuts against the grain. Look at those legs turn across the 30 up to the 31-yard line. And Bill, right now, they're just pushing our defensive line about 3 yards back on the initial surge.
Well, I don't think it's so much that they're pushing back. They're trapping them inside. We're going inside the line, and their offensive line is trapping and pushing down, and the running back able to squeeze around the side. We had guys in position to make the tackle, but great run by number 25.
First and 10 from the 32-yard line. Rome comes near side. Sapp just as a wing on our side. We're in a five-man front. Again, give it to LaShawn Johnson off left tackle. And boy, what a hole he's got. Still on his feet off in the row. Trips up. Greg Reed had a beat on him, but he gets all the way out to the 48-yard line, Bill.
Well, they've got a scheme right now where they're able to trap our defensive lineman inside. And what that problem is, we're not able to make the tackle because we're down inside their line, and he's able to get into the second layer, and our linebackers are just able to trip him up.
Ball out to the Cats 48-yard line. First and 10 from there. 10:30 to go, third quarter. We lead it 14-7. Rome comes near side along with Odell James.
Lee Ruiz checks in at linebacker now.
Again, gives it to Mitchell right up the middle. He crosses the 50 into Viking territory down at the 48-yard line. That'll be about a 4-yard carry. Should be second and 6 from there.
And trips up, Lee Ruiz able to trip him up right there as he crosses the line of scrimmage. But he does, like you say, falls forward for about 3 or 4 yards.
They give him a 3-yard carry, second and 7 at our 49-yard line. Under 10 minutes to go, Vikings lead it 14-7. Ball on the near hash mark. Cats going from right to left on your radio dial. James and Rome go to far side. LaShawn Johnson at tailback, and it goes to Johnson over the right side. Gets hit at the line of scrimmage by Michael Copeland. And his legs keep turning, and he'll spin down to about the 47. He'll pick up a yard, Bill. It'll be third and a long 6 from there.
Michael Copeland, Gerald Demps, and Lee Ruiz. Lee has just played. I mean, we said, or well, I've kind of talked about Lee Ruiz a little bit. He kind of got pushed off to the side a little bit with the great play that Telvin Smith has done. But Lee Ruiz is a smart football player, and he's put himself in the position to begin. He knows where the football is. He's got a nose for it, and he's just putting himself in the right position.
Cats come to the line of scrimmage. 10-2 receivers, far side. Rowe backs, looks, goes. Look, and he gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. He was hit first. Bill, by number 12.
No, 42.
I'm sorry, 42. Chris Stinson got to him first, and then who wrapped up the tackle?
Michael Copeland wrapped him up and laid him down for a great sack, and that'll back him up. It'll be 4th and 10 for the Wildcats.
Lose 4 yards on that play.
Greg Reed and
Corey Braswell are back deep to receive. Stevenson standing about his own 35. We're standing on our 20. 8:29 to go here in the third quarter. There's the snap. Stevenson kicks it toward Braswell. High, high kick. Braswell will take it at the 20. Starts near side. Up to the 25. Running out of bounds. About the 26, 27 yard line. And that's where our Vikings will take over 1st and 10 from there. The our first possession of the third quarter.
Well, we talked about Troy Braswell. The one thing that Troy has given us now back there to receive punt is real sure hands. He's not getting a lot of great, great returns, but folks are starting to kick to him because they don't want to kick to Greg Reed. But he's able to make a sure catch, give us a couple extra yards, and get our offense out on the field.
Let's take a 60-second break. Vikings lead at 14-7. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back at Fazemore Hyder. Corey Franklin goes under center, 1st and 10 from the 27-yard line. Give the ball to Reed around the right side. He gets the corner up to 25. Cuts back up to the 30. Still up. Gets one man. They'll pull him down from behind, but not before he picks up 11 yards and a first down.
What a great run by Greg Reed. Nothing real fancy. He takes the corner when he gets it. Cuts back inside. And Valosta did a great job to bring him down on the tackle. And Greg Reed, you're starting to see that adrenaline begin to pump up inside now.
Darius Howell brings the play in from the sidelines, goes to the far side. Here comes Michael Miller and the rest of the return trip. Ball at our 38-yard line. Catch in the four-man front with a cornerback up on the outside right here. Three linebackers. Counter play up the middle, and there comes the flag, and we're going to have movement, I think, on our Vikings.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a dead ball play. And it is.
So that'll make it 1st and 15. From the 33-yard line. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Our first possession of the third quarter. 7:36 to go. Clock is running. 14-7 we lead. Thomas Rump brings the play in. Cats in a five-man front, but they're walking a cornerback up on the outside, on the short side of the field. Three linebackers. Franklin goes under center, tight end to our side. Takes a snap, gives it to Tyler Hunter around the left side. They get him by his jersey as he fights his way up to about the 34-yard line. Bill, he'll pick up about a yard. And that's all right there.
Great defensive play by the Wildcats, able to just contain him there on the right side, coming over the left side of the line.
Now they say he got out to the 35, so it's going to be 2nd and 13 from the 35-yard line. Boys, let's do something with this football right here.
Yeah, the offensive line needs to assert itself right here. The defensive line is starting to feel a little bit of...
Reed, Hunter, and Anderson in the backfield. Franklin takes the snap. He's got the tight end to the far side. Give the counter play to Reed. He shoots one man, two, still on his feet. Stays on his feet, and he'll get close. He'll get out to the 45, Bill. It'll be 3rd and about 2 from there.
Greg Reed saw open space in front of him and kind of took an extra half step, lost his footing right there, and fell down more than he was tackled. Bring up 3rd down and what, about 4?
3rd and L, we'll say, a short 4, a long 3. The ball at the 39-yard line. We need to get across the 44. C.J. Moore comes to our side of the field. Ball right in the middle of the field. They've got man coverage here. Anderson, Hunter, and Reed. Reed in motion towards us. Hunter takes a snap. They give it to Anderson right up the middle. And he will not get the first down. He'll get out.
Corey kept the ball.
I'm sorry, Corey kept the ball. And he'll get about a yard, so it'll be 4th and 3. And Hayden Martin will have to come on to punt.
Corey had the option. He stuck the ball in the belly of Anderson, pulled it back out, and they just, right if he got about a yard, they just planted him right there at the 45-yard line.
Chad Crane and Sapp back deep to receive, standing on their 20. Hayden Martin standing on our 30. There's a snap. Nice high booming kick. And Frame, it's a fair catch. He goes for it. Drops the ball, but he'll pick it back up, back at the 15-yard line.
Frame touched it, went through his hands, and was able to get back on it very quickly.
I'm sorry, I said they'll make it at the 16. That will be first and 10 from the 16-yard line. 4:57 to go in this ball game in the third quarter. Vikings leading 14-7.
We got a TV timeout. Let's take a 60-second break. You're listening to the Lounge High Radio Network on 99.5 Kix Country.
Kix Country.
Back at Bazemore Hyder Stadium. 4:57 to go, third quarter. Vikings leading 14-7. And a great punt by Hayden Martin went through the hands of Chad Frain. He had to turn around and go back and get it. It'll be first and 10 Cats at the 16-yard line. Bill, the first possession, that running play, that running game for them with Vashawn Johnson up the middle and then just running a little bit off tackle was working well for them.
Well, it was, and we made a change at linebacker, and we're not going to take anything away from Lee Ruiz or from Teldon Smith. It's just a different style of play. Lee came in and was able to plug up the hole where Teldon was missing some of the holes.
Rowe goes under center, two receivers to the near side, to our side of the field. One man in the backfield. They're in the I formation. Rowe gives it to the tailback, Mitchell, and he gets hit in the backfield. And then Michael Copeland come off that defensive end position along with Lee Ruiz, and they hit him back at the 14. They'll lose two, so it'll be second and 12 from the 14-yard line.
Getting back to our linebacker situation, Telvin, defensive player of the week last week, hits like a hammer. Lee hits pretty hard, but Lee has got just the nose for the football. He understands a little better cerebrally. How's that? Is that a word, cerebrally?
Sounds good to me.
Guys, they're telling our band to be quiet again down here.
Uh-oh. That's a problem.
Cats in two receivers to the far side. Rome at the wideout. He's got Greg Reed on him out there. Rowe under center, takes a snap again, gives it to Johnson right up the middle. Oh, he's got a hole, and it closes quickly, and he'll get back up to the 20-yard line.
Yeah, Michael Copeland and Gerald Demps just shut it down.
Guys?
Yeah, go ahead.
It could get loud in here in a minute. The band is still continuing to play. The referees did tell our coaches that they pointed out that our band was playing and didn't need to, but they haven't officially warned them yet, so that could be coming pretty soon.
All right, we'll see.
Change of linebacker. The Terminator just came in. He'll be back there with Gerald Jimp. Rome comes to our side of the field. Sapp goes to the far side. Crane in the slot. Rowe in the shotgun, and he keeps Johnson back there with him. We're in a five-man front. There's a snap. Looking. Throws across the middle. In off the hands of Sapp at the 20. And a tip ball and almost intercepted by Marcus Solomon at the 25.
Dontavious Sapp in that little screen play has not been able to catch the ball. I don't know if it's so much that he's just not concentrating on the ball or if Kyle Rowe is putting a little too much mustard on the ball.
Stevenson standing at his 5. Reed and Broswell back about the 50.
They're going to play a little tighter this time and see if... there they go. There's the switch.
We've got 8 men on the line of scrimmage.
Reed and Braswell just switched.
And he's going to kick it to Reed without knowing it. Reed takes it at the 49. Good block by Braswell at the 50. Reverses field. And still on his feet. And they'll pull him down in that territory at the 49. Now, he fielded, he took the ball at the 50. And he's only going to get a yard. But, folks, if you could have seen how he went to his left and dropped back and cut back across the 50, then reversed his field. It's just exciting to watch him run sideline to sideline.
And I got to give the props to the Cats because they played smart on that play, played in their lanes. Tell you what, Wes, we got a TV timeout. Let's take a 60-second break. You're listening to the Lounge High Radio Network on 99.5 Kix Country.
Well, dust us all for Lounge High Viking football.
99.5 Kix Country.
Alrighty, back at Bazemore Hyder Stadium, 3:11 to go, third quarter. Vikings leading 14-7. It's our football in Cat territory at the 49-yard line of the Cats. First and 10, the ball almost in the middle of the field. The return trip comes to the line of scrimmage. Tyler Hunter, wing back on our side. Greg Reed on the far side. Michael Padgett at fullback. Franklin goes under center. There's the snap from Miller. and he gives it to Reed. Reed's got a hole. Look, a spurt right up the middle, and he crosses the 40-yard line down to the 39. Bill, looks like we're going to have it for first down inside the 40-yard line.
Nothing real fancy. We just took the wing back from the setback position, and on the snap, a little give right up the middle. Great job by Michael Miller, Brady Brantley, and the guard on the other side, Lane Grant, just opened up the hole just as wide as you want to have it. Probably, and the fullback also, Mikey O'Paget, clogs up that middle and gives Greg a big hole.
First and 10, Vikings at the Cat, 39, 38 and a half yard line. Ball in the middle of the field, Cats in a four-man front. That cornerback up on the outside on this side. We give it to Reed looking outside. Great block in there by number 33, Anderson, to spring Greg Reed across the 35 down to the 34.
Yeah, Reed, as he came around the right side, Anderson just popped him a spot, and Reed was able to get in, pick up about 4 or 5 yards. He's going to come out and take a breather now, and looks like Michael Mitchell. Yeah, number 25, Michael Mitchell, is going to check in.
I'll tell you what, Anderson just pancaked the guy. He comes out, and Mikey L. Padgett comes in. Padgett gives the play to Corey Franklin. Ball at the 34-yard line. We're inside. We're right at 2 minutes to go, leading 14-7 here in the third quarter. Jordan Black tied into the far side. We've got Tyler Hunter wing back on our side. Franklin takes a snap, and he gives it to Padgett. Off one man, two, and they'll hit him at the 34. That's all he's going to get, Bill. It'll be third and five from the 34-yard line. Third and six.
When we've had that second and four, second and five, in that range, we've tried that play several times. Corey has run out his fake just like he always has, but the Cats defense has begun to shut that down right there in the middle.
Anderson back in along with Greg Reed. Inside a minute and a half now in the third. Here comes Michael Miller, Brady Brantley, Lane Grant, Justin Browning, Ed Christian, and Jordan Black, the return trip for the Mayflower Moving Company. Cats now in a five-man front walk, two linebackers up. And we give it to Reed. Reed runs right into the middle of that Cat defensive line, and he'll pick up maybe a yard, Bill, and it will be fourth and five
and
from the 33.
I'm sorry, Wes, and from this side, it looks like they're going to go for it.
I think they would, too.
Trying to run into that middle. And like I said, the Cats defense has begun to shut that middle down.
C.J. Moore brings a play into Franklin.
Hear the crowd now for the Vikings. Get to their feet.
Moore goes to the far side. Reed at wingback on the far side. Hunter and Anderson in the backfield side to side. Franklin takes the snap, and he gives it to Tyler Hunter. And he's right up the middle, and he will get nowhere. The Cats will hold, and the ball will turn over to the Cats. A fourth and five at the 35-yard line.
Good play selection. Just like I said, the Cats have been looking for it, and they shut it down. Tyler Hunter, anytime a running back leaves their feet, it's usually not a good thing just in the middle of the field. And he tried to hurdle over the defense, and they just caught him in midair, planted him down for no gain. And like I say, the ball turns over. It's first and 10 now for the Wildcats.
Cats will have one play.
Yeah, guys, I was going to tell you, I just got a report on the injured Valdosta player that he does have a concussion. And other than that, he's got some neck pain, but he is okay. He is moving, and he's fine.
Okay.
And the first play, the last play of the third quarter, the ball goes to
Michael Copeland.
The ball goes to Philip Moore around the left side, and he gets hit in the backfield. And he'll be tackled for about a 3-yard loss. And that is the end of the third quarter. Vikings lead it 14-7.
Stay here.
All right. Nope.
No, he's back. Go ahead. Let's take it.
Red hat's going out. Let's go ahead and take a 90-second break. You're listening to Lounge Eye Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
99.5 Kicks Country.
At Faithmore Hyder Stadium, we go to the fourth quarter leading 14-7. Wes James along with Bill Osborne and Marty Rogers on the sidelines. And Tip has beaten Calcutt.
It's not over.
It's 37-7.
And last score we heard from Coffey was 17-7, Northside over Coffey right now.
Cats ready to start the fourth quarter. Second and 14, the ball back at the 31-yard line. We're showing a 3-4 man front right now, waiting on the TV.
So the last 12 minutes of the Wintersville Classic.
So back down in Titletown.
Lounge up 14-7. It has been everything we thought it would be right now. And that is always an emotional, hard-fought game whenever it's Wintersville Classic.
Jay Rome, wide receiver to our side with Greg Reed in man coverage. They've got James in the slot with Solomon on him. Rowe goes under center. Philip Moore in the backfield. Pulls it out. Looking to throw. There comes Russell across the middle. And he got the tight end open, number 85, for the first down, all the way out to the 50-yard line, Bill. And that was number 85 on the catch, Jamie Turner. And he came from the weak side underneath, and nobody followed him across.
Yeah, then Rowe, as he rolled out, had plenty of time to find him downfield.
Ball, they say, at the 49.5-yard line, first and 10 there. Ball on the near hash mark. Catch now going from left to right on your radio dial. Dressed in all black tonight. Tied into our side. We're in that five-man front. Takes a snap. Gives it to Johnson as he tries to find a hole up the middle. There it is. Gets hit, still on his feet. Boy, can that guy run. He gets all the way out to the... He gets down across the 45, down to our 44-yard line.
Well, we talk about the defensive guys have got to wrap their arms around the player like number 25. And if you don't, he picks up these little extra yards. In this case, what, about 6 yards?
Second and four, down to our 44-yard line. We have missed three good scoring opportunities tonight. Rome comes near side. Brings James with him in the slot. Rowe, under center, gives it to the fullback, Crane, and he'll be close to the first down as he struggles down to the 41, maybe 40-and-a-half-yard line. They say third down.
Yeah, he's going to be just short, but I tell you, he's awful close.
It'll be third and about half a yard.
I tell you, we're going to need to fill the gap right there with that linebacker. He's got to step into the gap.
10.5 minutes to go. We lead it 14-7. And that's straight T formation. Rowe goes under center. There's a snap. And they give it to Rashawn Johnson. He has the first down.
Yeah, they're going to give him just the 40-yard line. He got it by a half a foot.
No, one of the officials is, let's see what they're saying.
Well, they didn't give him the 40, but I don't think he needed quite that far.
They're going to measure it.
It's hard to see. There's a lot of players right here. I can't see where the base of the down marker is. If it's right on the 40, I would say he didn't get it. But if it's just inside the 40.
All speculation will be over in about 35 seconds, if that long. Umpire takes the stick, stretches it out.
By the nose.
Yes, it is a first down. .9:58 to go here in the ball game. Vikings leading 14-7. The ball at our 40-yard line. 50. Fitzgerald beat Berrien 35-14. Ball on the far hash mark. Rowe goes to the far side. James goes to the near side. Tied into the high side of the field. They give the ball to Mitchell up the middle, running against our tired defense. What a holy snap as he gets across the 35 down to about the 33-yard line. 7-yard carry, the second and three from there. And three, the ball at our 33-yard line.
Right now, the offensive line is able to open up holes for this running back of the Wildcats.
Johnson at the tailback. Two receivers go far side. We're in that four-man front. Here comes the flag. And did we have, of course, the official, both officials threw the flag. Let's see what we've got. Dead ball, illegal procedure. But instead of second and three, let's make it second and eight. Both teams have shot themselves in the foot with some penalties tonight and at some very inopportune times.
Yeah, penalties and other mistakes also have just hurt both teams tonight.
Inside 9 minutes to go. 14-7, the Vikings lead. Rome comes near side and brings James with him in the slot. Rowe goes under center, ball on the far hash mark. takes the snap. Gives it to Mitchell over on the right side. He's got a hole. Gets hit by Michael Copeland as he will pick up about 3-4 yards. Gets down to the 36-yard line. And it's going to be third and about five. A long four, a short five. You hear the crowd start to chant defense.
Well, the defense is going to have to bow up right here, Wes.
Kyle Phillip Moore back in at tailback. Takes a snap. Gives it to Moore around the right side looking for a hole. He's got the first down as he crosses the 30 down to about the 29-yard line. Lee Ruiz, the change of linebacker.
Telvin Smith will take a break now, and Lee Ruiz will step in.
First and 10 from our 29-yard line. 7:45 to go here in the ballgame. Vikings leading 14-7, but the Cats are threatening. Moore and James, Roman James comes near side. Rowe under center, tight end to our side. And he gives it to Mitchell looking for a hole, and he runs right into Michael Mitchell, but not before he gets across the 25 down to about the 20.
Got a flag, Wes, a late flag.
24, maybe the 23-yard line. Let's see what it is. Flag's back at the 26.
Let's see. We got a late flag. It sometimes means a...
Got a hold against the Cats.
I was afraid with as late as it came in that it might have been a personal foul on one side or the other.
Well, they'll take it back to where the hole occurred at the 26. Mark off 10. All the way back to the 36. Repeat first down. That's going to make it first and 17. The ball back on the 36. 7:20 to go here in the contest.
Cook right now, 35 over Mitchell Baker, 20.
Chad Plain in at fullback. Rome goes to the far side. Deshaun Johnson, throw in the shotgun. Splits his receivers. He's got a back on either side of him. There's a snap. Look. Throws the ball out in the front and throws
false
behind.
Start. Number 78 with a false start. Sherwood has beat Bowwood 17-7. Oh, I'm sorry. That was not Mitchell Baker, but Mitchell County. That Cook is 35, Mitchell County 20.
That'll back it up to the 41-yard line. So that'll be first and 22. And this started out first and 10 from the 29. Rowe drops back to pass. Looks a little screen pass out to Mitchell. And Gerald Dentz comes up and makes a great open field tackle at the 42-yard line.
He may have lost another yard, Wes.
And I think he has.
I say that when that defensive line was able to get through there that quickly, you had to look for the screen. The screen's been pretty successful for the Wildcats tonight as far as how it sets up. Now, their receiver number 8, Dontavia Sapp, I think he's probably dropped 3, maybe even 4 on a little short screen like that.
Now it's second and 23. The ball from 42. Splits his receivers, puts Crane in the slot. In the shotgun is Rowe. We're in a 5-man front. There's a snap, drops back 3 steps, looking. There comes a rush. We get a hand on him, gets away from it, headed to the sidelines, and we got a flag. We've got a face mask.
Yeah, as he reached out to make the tackle, he caught the face mask of Kyle Rowe running by.
Face mask. And if I'm not mistaken, we're going to have us an automatic first down.
Yeah, on that personal foul.
They move the ball all the way down now to the 26-yard line.
And they're calling it second down, not an automatic first down, Wes.
Okay. And that'll make it
second and about 7.
The ball on the far hash mark. 5:50 to go here, and the clock's running in the ball game. 14-7 we lead. The ball on our 26-yard line. Rome comes near side and brings James with him in the slot. Rowe goes under center. Johnson at tailback gives it to Johnson around the left side, and we hit him in the backfield. Number 55 gets there first, Bill.
Yeah, Henry Harden along with number 15, Tyler Hunter, meet him in the backfield and take him down for a loss. That'll be third down and about nine.
Ball back on the 28-yard line. Delaware comes out. Henry Harden brings the play in. We'll go to a four-man front, it looks like. They send Rome to the short side of the field, bring two receivers near side, James and Crane in the slot, Rowe in the shotgun. There's a snap, looks to throw, fakes, looks again, throws deep downfield, looking for Crane, and overthrows the receiver in the end zone. Bill, it'll be fourth down.
Crane looked like he stopped a second on the pump fake, and then he just never really turned loose and ran into the corner. It looked like Tyler Hunter was the receiver. He actually had a better shot of making the catch.
That's correct, guys. Tyler Hunter's been the one that people has picked on all year just because of Greg Reed on the other side, but just then Crane faked like he was going to block and then released, and Tyler Hunter had to play perfectly.
Fourth and nine, the ball on the 28-yard line.
Vikings need to hold here.
Sapp comes near side, Rome far side, Rowe in the shotgun with a back on either side of him. Four-man front for the Vikings. There's a snap, drops back, looks, throws toward the end zone for Rome, and he'll overthrow him in the end zone. And they will turn, it'll be an incomplete pass. Ball goes over to our Vikings with 4.5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter, leading 14-7.
And we'll have the ball about the 28-yard line. So first and 10 for the Vikings, 28-yard line, 4:34 left in this ball game. We lead. We're holding on to a narrow lead, 14-7. The Wildcats in their house are always, always tough.
And with that, we'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
The Vikings play here. 99.5 Kicks Country.
And we're back at Bazemore Hyder Stadium. Vikings take over on down. It's first and 10 from the 28-yard line. And now, the voice of the Vikings, Wes James.
And Corey Franklin goes under center. Reed in motion towards us, takes a snap, gives it to Anderson right up the middle, and behind a big push by that offensive line, gets across the 30 up to about the 31-yard line. Give him a 3-yard carry, be second and 7 from there.
That was Mikey L. Padgett on the carry that time, just trying to push it up the middle. Michael Mitchell now kind of hobbles off a little bit. Tyler Hunter will step in. Here comes Aaron Winston in with the play.
Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. We are exactly 4 minutes left in this contest, leading 14-7. Send a wide receiver to the far side. Tyler Hunter, wing back there in a five-man front. Franklin takes a snap, gives it to Anderson. That's Tyler Hunter as he comes around the left side. He fights his way up across the 31, 32, all the way out to about the 35-yard line.
You're going to mark him just short of the 35-yard line, bring up about third and a long three.
I'll agree with you. We're at 3.5 minutes now. Run, clock, run.
Well, this is where the offensive line, the Mayflower Movers return trip, need to assert themselves right here.
Padgett at fullback. Franklin goes under center. They give it to Greg Reed. He's hitting the backfield as he spins across the 35. And he's going to be short of the first down, Bill, and we're going to have to punt the ball.
Well, the offensive line right in the middle did their job, got the hole open, and the end was able to come in off the corner and just kind of chip on the tackle or the tight end and was able to catch Greg just as he tried to cut through that line of scrimmage.
And the Wildcats will call timeout and stop the clock with 3:02 to go here in the ball game, knowing they're fixing to get the ball back.
Well, this is where we're going to need a really good punt from Hayden Martin. Hayden has punted a couple times tonight. I'm not sure of his exact average. I know at half he had a 42-yard punt, and he probably had one pretty close, about 42 or 45 yards his last punt. So we'll see. The band getting loud now.
Boy, Bill, I'm going to tell you what, ESPNU could not have asked for a better ball game, could they?
Well, they got one for the country to see. Browns has played pretty good. They've made some mistakes, but so has Valdosta. I mean, they're, anytime there's emotions running this high, you're going to have some areas where you can improve on. And unfortunately, both sides have made mistakes. Otherwise, it might be a couple more scores on the board.
Going back deep is Sapp, standing back about his 30. Hayden Martin standing about our 20-yard line. There's a snap. Kicks up high, high ball. And the ball's on the ground. The ball's on the ground, but the Cats get it back. He signaled for a fair catch. The ball bounced off his chest. But the Cats get it back at the 35-yard line.
And actually, where it bounced off his chest, they got an extra 2 or 3 yards from where he would have caught it in the first place. All right, let's see what this defense can do now. We've got to step up. The linebackers have got to fill the gaps and the holes here because so far, Valdosta has had a tremendous night rushing the ball.
First and 10 at the 35-yard line. Nope, we got a TV timeout.
You want to take about a 30-second break? Let's take a 30-second break. You're listening to the Lounge High Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country.
Back at Bazemore Heiner Stadium, Wes James along with Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers on the sidelines. Marty, what's your feeling? What's your feeling, Marty?
Here he comes.
Marty, what's the feeling on the sidelines with under 3 minutes to go?
I can hear the coaches just telling them earlier when they were down on this end. I can hear them telling them don't let anybody behind you, and to watch for the screens. But so they're out there. They're actively trying to fire this defense. Of course, our band's playing, and it's a big possession right here.
All righty, here goes the red hat off the field, and we're ready to go. We're going to ask this defense to step up and do it one more time.
Like I said, those linebackers are going to fill the gap right up in the middle. Let those defensive ends work the sides.
And Bill, we're going to seven defensive backs. Rowe goes under center. And drops back the pass, looking. Throws the ball across the middle. Oh, and he tries to get it to Jerome at the 50, but throws it low where it needed to be, but it was just too low. It'll be second and 10 with 2:45 to go.
Kyle Rowe had a lot of time to throw the ball. Go ahead.
Our coaches definitely felt like they were going to come out throwing. I heard them several times mention the 11th name, so we're definitely going to be keying on Rome.
Well, they need to stop the clock, and the way to do it is get first downs. Or if they don't get him, then, of course, with an incomplete pass, of course, that'll stop the clock.
Ball on the far hash mark. Cats come to the line of scrimmage. Rome goes far side. James comes near side and train with him. Rowe in the shotgun. We're in a four-man front. There's a snap. Drop back looking. Here comes Rush. Throws across the middle. Ball tip. Oh, and it's caught by Phillip Moore out across the 40. Now, there comes a late flag back at the 35.
Yeah, number 34, I mean, he just caught it off a couple tips, and then he got tripped up, so he wasn't able to pick up a lot of yards.
Well, there's two flags. Bill, there's one back up at the 42 and one back at the 35.
One of the officials trying to relay to Coach Redshaw on the sidelines what it might be. Let's see. Still some conversation there between one of the other side judges. All right, let's see what we got, Wes.
Ineligible receiver downfield.
That may have been the call from both sides.
And that'll be a 5-yard penalty. Repeat, second down. So it'll be second and 15. Back them up five to the 30-yard line.
Guys, I think that was a screen. So the linemen were releasing downfield, and the player who was supposed to catch the screen missed it.
Yep.
So one of the receivers downfield then caught it.
That would make sense. 2:36. Left in the ball game.
Rowe brings the play in from the sideline.
And they'll crank the clock.
Here comes Rome and James to our side. Kyle Rowe goes under center. Mitch, he's got Johnson at the tailback spot. We're in a 3-man front. And he's looking to throw. Looks way downfield. Throws downfield and he'll overthrow everybody. Tyler Hunter might have got a hand on it, but it would have been out of bounds, so it's going to be third and 15 with 2:11 to go.
The thing that is that the Wildcats have been successful with tonight has been the run, but now with the clock the way that it is, and with third and 15, they've taken themselves out of their strengths right now, and they're having to pass, and our guys are able to just sit back, rush three or four. Let's see what happens, Wes.
Jay Rome goes the far side. Two receivers near side, low in the shotgun. Takes a snap, drops back, looking downfield, being chased, looking, there comes the rush, gets away from one man, still on his feet, and Will knock, no, stays on, hey, stayed on his feet, I don't know, but we finally knock him down at the 35-yard line, and the clock is running inside 2 minutes to go.
Telvin Smith finally gets the tackle. Let's see, somebody stopped the clock.
Chris Benson hit him at the 30, and how he got away from
Chris
Benson. The
guy's trying to wind the clock, here we go. The clock operator stopped the clock for about 5 seconds there.
Well, it's not about us. It's not about us, the person.
No, it's an official.
It's part of the crew.
Now we got a timeout, and that will be to the Wildcats, I'm sure. That's their second timeout. They'll have one left.
And we'll keep it right here.
Wes, it has been an exciting football game. Always is against these when these two teams face each other.
Bill, I can't remember the last time that it was this close.
All right, final from over in Coffee, Northside 17, Coffee 14. So that's a final, Northside beats Coffee 17-14. Our Vikings, 2-4 for 78 yards. How many times have we outpassed an opponent? Touchdown passes and interceptions. Valdosta had one touchdown pass, one interception, while the Vikings had the one touchdown pass. Total plays tonight, Valdosta with 50 plays, our Vikings with 34. Total offense, 178 yards for
Mill.
Valdosta, 224 for the Vikings.
Mill?
Yeah.
Mill, I hate to interrupt you, but I'm here with Coach Mack.
All right, go ahead.
Coach Mack, congratulations, great win. Very, very tough game. Can you give us your thoughts?
Proud of our kids. What a ball game, man. What a war. Kids played hard, you know, offense and defense. They probably should have had some more points on the board, but shoot, a win's a win, and, you know, we beat a real good football team tonight.
Yes, sir. Coach, I know you came out tonight and you threw the ball for us in the first play, had the big touchdown, and threw a couple more times. Was that something you saw on film? Is that something y'all just wanted to try, or was that game planned, or just was a game time decision?
We thought it was open, and it was. We got them backed up, and then second half, you know, we had a hard time blocking.
Coach, congratulations.
All right, Marty Rogers on the sidelines with Coach McPherson. I almost said Marty Vegas. I'm telling you, Marty, I'm sorry. total offense tonight, the Valdosta Wildcats with 178 yards. Our Vikings, 224 yards of total offense. Fumbles tonight. Both teams had some put it on the ground but never lost it. Valdosta with three fumbles, and they lost none of those. Our Vikings, two fumbles, and we lost none of those. Penalties tonight, a lot of penalties. The Vikings, six penalties for 55 yards, while Valdosta was penalized eight times for 42 yards. Hayden Martin had three punts tonight for an average of 37 yards. Leading rusher for Valdosta, number 25, and that is Rashawn Johnson, had 14 carries for 79 yards. Their leading receiver, number 8, that is Dontavious Sapp, one catch for 23 yards, and that being the touchdown. Greg Reed, our leading rusher, 12 carries for 86 yards, and our leading receiver, one catch for 70 yards, and, of course, the touchdown. And that's your final stats for a 14-7 Wintersville Classic 2008.
Bill, like I say, Vikings go to 7-0 on the year, 4-0 in the region. Valdosta drops to 4-3, 1-3 in the region. Northside, Warner Robins beat Coffee 17-14 to go to 6-1 on the year, 3-1 in the region. Coffee, who was undefeated going into a nice ball game, for his identical record, 6-1, 3-1 in the region. Tiff beat Colquitt, and they'll go to 5-2, 3-1 in the region. Colquitt drops to 3-4 and 0-4 in the region. Warner Robins and Houston did not play tonight. They will play next week, as all these teams will be off. And we'll be back on the 24th. We'll be back home for the final home game of the year. Houston County will come to town on the 24th, while Valdosta will be home against Coffee on the 24th. Northside Warner Robins will be home versus Tipped. And, of course, like I say, Coffee will be at Valdosta. And That pretty well wraps it up. And Coughlin will be at Warner Robins on the 24th.
Well, Wes, we got next week off. Be sure, though, and catch the coaches show on Tuesday night at Loco's Deli and Pub. Come by live and see all these seniors, Greg Reed, Gerald Dentz, just to name a few. They'll be here, Brady Brantley. They'll be at Loco's Deli and Pub, and we'll have some time to spend with them and really get to talk to them. And it's one of our favorite nights of the year when we get to bring these seniors to Loco's. And that'll be this coming Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. If you can't be there, tune in to Kicks Country 99.5, and you'll catch all the action.
I want to remind everybody the Valdosta State Blazers play tomorrow at 4 o'clock in Arkadelphia, Arkansas, against Henderson State, looking to rebound off that heartbreaking double overtime loss to Delta State.
All right, Marty, any final thoughts? Put Marty on the spot, man.
Well,
he may have turned
you.
Oh, there you go. What's your final thoughts on tonight's game?
Guys, it was a great game. I mean, y'all talked about how it had to be real close, but we always play these guys tight, especially here. Valdosta really shut down our run. I think that throwing the ball early was the big key for us, and we kind of got a lead and got away from it. But what a game. What an atmosphere.
Well, you heard for the first time in a long time, we outgained in the passing game over a team, and that's kind of unheard of for this offense.
And most of that was in one play.
I think it all was in one play, actually. All right. Well, Wes, it's been great fun, and we get a week off and do the coaches show on Tuesday night, and then we'll be back in the friendly confines of the Concrete Palace on the 24th when Houston County comes to town. So say goodnight, Wes.
Good night, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by Brandon Shaver, been produced by Clark Johnson. It is a production of Black Crow Media. Vikings win it 14-7 in the 2008 version of the Wintersville Classic, the SmackDown in Titletown. For all of Black Crow Media, for all of Lions High Football, for Marty Rogers, Bill Osborne, I'm Wes James. Good night, and God bless you. You have been listening to the Lions High Football broadcast on 99.5 Kicks Country. Good night, Lowndes County.